Leading the news, the FBI has identified the masked Islamic State militant who murdered two American journalists and a British aid worker. The man, who has a British accent, appeared in the video showing the beheading of the three men. Now, the FBI hasn't named the man or revealed his nationality. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has talked up Australia's international role during a speech to the United Nations General Assembly. The address comes as the Senate passes past new security laws that give greater powers to Asia. Mr. Abbott told the UN that despite the world's problems, nations can work together to serve the common humanity.
One of our prime ministers once talked about a great objective, our light on the hill, as he put it, to work for the betterment of mankind.
Police hold grave fears this morning for three people who are missing after a house fire near Ballarat in central Victoria. Neighbours reported hearing an explosion before the house burst into flames early this morning. Police say it's not clear whether the two women, aged 43 and 21, and a 21-year-old man were inside the house when it caught fire. And the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison heads to Cambodia today to sign a deal to resettle asylum seekers being held in Nauru. The trip follows the federal government's deal with Clive Palmer to bring back temporary protection visas.